Good evening and welcome to Shouter on BCFM 93.2 and DAB and a multitude of other stations.
Hello.
We seem to be having problems with our computer.
We're having a terrible problem in the fact we have no computer, which means I can't play a jingle or anything.
Terry, can you sing the jingle for us, the intro? And
It's a Commodore 64 computer, which is just crashed.
Playing
is
Windows 95.
Latest technology for community radio. A lot of people will not know what a Commodore 64 is.
Can you give me a bed? Because I can't read the script until I get a bed.
I'm not sharing my bed with you.
No. Am I the wrong gender for you?
No. I'm very selfish in my bed. I like to spread out.
Who's got
out,
the best foot? Hands, you can sing.
I can't remember the jingle.
No, just go la 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 la, but quietly. And then.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
La 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 la.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out.
I'm Andy Shilton.
Yes, you are. And I'm Steffi Barnett. And today on the show, Saski 5.
She's well and truly in the spirit of pride today.
The Unscripted Players.
Improv theatre at its best. We'll be finding out more.
And Under the Brawley.
It's their latest podcast.
All today, right here on Shout Out.
Hey.
Okay, sorry everyone in Glastonbury and Froome and Western and
Tiverton
and Swansea and Exeter and also the station in Canada.
It does show you just how much you rely on technology, doesn't
it?
Hopefully on Saturday when we're broadcasting live from Pride, this won't happen.
We better not. We're with the BBC. I hope they can. Yeah, they'll have better backup than us.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard us talking about it on the show before, but we are broadcasting live all day from midday all the way through to roughly about 10 o'clock because the last act's on at about 10 past 9.
It won't be roughly 10, it'd be 10 p.m. because we've got to run up to the news.
Oh, have we? Oh, okay, fair enough. There you go.
This is not an approximation. This is actually what's going to happen.
Good lord.
But yeah,
this is a professional outfit.
If you haven't heard our Pride broadcast before, it started down, and the very reason we do it is to do outreach so that, you know, if people are not able to make it to Pride, whether it be because they're not out yet or they're not comfortable going, etc., you know, you can even just sit in your bedroom with an earphone in and listen to us and still be part of it.
That's great,
but it is really good. It's really nice. It's something that Pride has always been really good at doing and letting us do. And what's really cool is we actually get to interview the acts usually as they come off stage. So you get a lot of behind the scenes gossip of what they've been up to and the like too, which is exclusive to us.
Alexandra Burke, you've had?
Well, that was last year.
Who else have you had?
Heather Small. Oh, all the biggest.
Lisa Stansfield, the whole lot.
Now, if you're wondering when the broadcast starts, we're on BCFM, our home station, from midday. Also, we're on Base Bristol. Wave Radio, which is Western Supermare and Pirate Nation, which is an international online station. And at 2 o'clock... we've got Ujima 98, that's a Bristol Central station. We've got BBC Radio Bristol, BBC Somerset, and Bradley Stoke 103.4 in South Gloucester, all joining us between 2 and 6.
It's a first for us.
It is. Well, wherever you go on the dial across Bristol.
Never broadcast with the BBC before yet.
No escape.
So it will be a first. You'll be pleased to hear the computer slowly coming back up. We will have something I can play you in a minute.
I promise. Told you to swap it from Windows 95 a long time ago.
It's
a former NHS machine. That's what it is.
I'm disappointed.
We're not that bad.
I'm disappointed that the bed stopped.
The bed's... Can someone put a 5p in the meter?
Yeah, find a slot, any slot.
I just don't know what's expected of me. Oh, there we go!
We have a bed! Hooray!
Success.
But have we got the show?
Yes, I have got the show. We are now back up and running, so... But there you go, there's our bedding.
Wonderful.
That's what it sounds like. It's from Queer as Folk, if you remember that.
Yeah, I feel like I need to remember all of these now. I'm also going to remember everything that's going to be played on Saturday, just in case.
So anyway, we are running a little bit behind. So what I'm going to do is take us straight over. We're going to go catch up with Saski, with her Saski 5, where she's really in the Pride spirit too. So we'll have a listen to this.
Saski 5. Oh, yes.
Hey everyone, welcome
to LGBTQ Shoutout Radio. I'm Saski and I'm back with my Saski 5. And I just want to say happy Pride, everybody. And I hope you're having a good one so far. So to celebrate Pride, I have one of my very good showbiz pals with me, known for playing Sasha in series. She's laughing already. Sasha in series 2 of Marshella. Fran from Different for Girls, which is very exciting. You know that one, the wild one. Please welcome to my Saski 5, Victoria Broom. Victoria, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, I'm not too bad at all. Busy, but really good. Yeah, Pride is amazing, and happy Pride, everybody.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, it's been amazing, isn't it? It's like so much going on, like all over the world. But obviously, London Pride or Pride in London that we just had, that was amazing. Did you attend that London Pride?
Of course, I did. I was really excited, and I wore my rainbow flag with Pride, and it was amazing. I think this year was really, really important. Every year Pride's really important, but this year, because there's so many more public attacks on LGBTQ people in the public eye, either there's more that's being talked about or there's more that's generally happening, I thought it was really important that everybody we all attended and united and kept together. And it really did feel like a big community and family. So, of course I was there. Absolutely.
That's great. So, tell me about your first Pride, Victoria. How was that? What was that?
I'm from Shropshire.
Well, we know.
From Telford in Shropshire.
Yes.
So, my first Pride was Birmingham Pride, actually.
Really?
I was training at the Central Television Workshops before I came down to London for drama school. And, I came out at 15. So
fab.
I really wanted to go to London for Birmingham Pride. So Birmingham Pride was my first kind of experience, and it was... it was an experience.
Great. Well, listen. Let me ask you this. Can I ask this one? Did you get a snog on your first one?
I can't remember. All I can remember is me and a bunch of mates. No, it was me and about 6 mates. Trying to fit ourselves in the back of one of those tiny minis. Not the new minis, the tiny minis.
That's all I
remember from my Birmingham Pride.
That's fab. So listen, tell me about, because you know I like to get a bit cheeky sometimes, right? Tell me about your, obviously as an out and proud lesbian, tell me about your first kiss. Can you tell us a bit about that quickly? Do you know what? Let me just make sure I'm clear on this. Your first lesbian kiss, I should add.
I think my first kiss in general was with a woman.
Really? I'm jealous.
But there wasn't anything in it because I was really, really young. I remember I was probably about 6, and my sister's friend was over, and I had a little kind of Wendy house at the bottom of the garden. My sister's friend came over, and my sister's friend, I can't remember, she was probably 2 years older than me, and I was probably about 6, and I remember just really wanting to kiss her, and I don't know why, and I was 6 years old, and she was my first little peck, a little peck on the lips.
Really?
Six.
That's fab.
And I just remember it feeling right, even though I was 6, if that makes any sense at all.
Well, no, but it does, because it does. People underestimate, we have these innate feelings. It's just that at that young age, we don't know how to express them and what to do with them,
It wasn't like anything that, I was 6 years old, so I didn't understand those this feels right, but I don't understand why. So that was my first, and I'll never forget that.
Okay, that's great. That's fab. Right, so very quickly, tell us what you're up to, because, I know you're always busy. Can you tell us anything? We've got about 30 seconds. What are you doing?
Cool. So I've got a movie coming out on the 15th of July, Indulgence, which I'm the lead in. It's a thriller. I've literally just wrapped on Friday a brand new HBO Sky series.
Great.
I can't tell you anything else. It's an action series, it's going to be huge, and the cast are amazing.
Okay, That's great, and I'm always one of your biggest fans. Where can people find you on social media, Victoria, very quickly?
So Instagram, I'm at Victoria Broom Official.
Yes. She is officially Victoria Broom. Yes.
Officially Victoria Broom. Apparently, there's a mega party called Victoria Broom as well. So, hence the official.
I see.
And then at Victoria Broom on Twitter.
Oh, great. Well, listen, Victoria, you know you're my showbiz pal. We have our little vino nights and we love hanging out. So, thank you for coming on my Sasky Five and happy Pride, chick.
Happy Pride. And you're amazing at Pride.
Thank you. Right, listen, I'll catch you soon. Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
You'll hear them at Pride. That is Dr. Mika. And that is Right Back.
Featuring Sean Evans.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Nice for them to come back.
Yeah, I know we interviewed them years ago before they kind of shot to fame when they did Pride.
Yeah.
And of course now they're absolutely humongous. They were such a lovely pair. Really, really good fun to interview. So hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Are you looking forward to Pride?
I'm very much looking forward to Pride because I haven't made it for a few years, so it's great to be able to do it this year.
Mm. So, and hello, Tara.
Hello.
Naring, but you're now coming, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Oh, yeah. I've got someone dragging me along.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. And it's that's like, what we like to hear.
I also wanted to the fact it's on the Downs, and I had a look at the map, and it's huge.
It's
going to be amazing.
An extra 10,000 people.
Yeah. And I heard Freedom Youth are having a bit of a bubble party at 3:15 p.m.
A bubble party. Just like phone party type.
Just when you're on air.
Yeah. Don't tell them too much. Yeah.
Right, I'll bring a bottle of fairy liquid, you can do it at that stage.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, should we get some news headlines?
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 11th of July, 2019.
The Westminster Parliament has voted to extend same-sex marriage to Northern Ireland, but only if a devolved power-sharing structure is not reinstated by the end of October. Juice FM, the Belfast LGBT community broadcaster, says that MPs voted by 383 votes to 76 to impose equality on Northern Ireland.
Radio Free Europe, the dissident radio station that promotes democratic ideas to countries where there is little freedom of expression, says that Elton John has defended Europe's liberal ideas against the tirade from the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin has claimed that liberalism has no further use and implied that we are the defender of what is called traditional values. Elton responded to say that liberalism was an important principle and that democratic societies of Western Europe should continue to pursue the ideas of diversity and tolerance.
LGBT Newswire Pink News reports that Professor Alice Roberts has been driven off the Twitter platform by the antics of hate-filled feminists. These people are not mainstream feminists, but adhere to a right-wing interpretation of ideology which spends most of its time preoccupied with the evils of transgender women. Now they have targeted Professor Roberts, who made the mistake of publishing a link to research in the science journal Nature that suggested that there was more to gender than macho men and prim women. Pink News says that the extremist feminists have even used misogynistic slurs against Professor Roberts, giving the lie to their claim to be interested in sisterhood and solidarity. Trans activists responded by sending love and support to Professor Roberts, urging her to remain firm in the face of hostility, and also saying that in an age of austerity where women are bearing the brunt of economic chaos, feminist fixation on the genitalia of other people betrays working class women in particular.
The Bristol Old Vic Theatre, one of the most respected theatre space in the United Kingdom, will host trans performer Travis Alabananza this November. The performance piece, Burgers, looks at the artist's fixation with burgers after they were subject to transphobic assault involving the throwing of burgers at them. The show is, according to the Old Vic Press Office, the climax of this research, looking at how trans bodies survive and how, by reclaiming an act of violence, we can address our own complicity. The weekly theatre paper, The Stage, describes burgers as an absolutely vital. Tickets cost £13 and the show is supported by the Arts Council England. Contact Bristol Old Vic for more information.
It's always a pleasure during Pride season to report on those continuing number of rainbow bedecked businesses as the corporate world shows its support for the LGBT community. And it's with great pleasure that we note that Pret a Manger, the popular coffee chain, has put rainbow signs up on its shop fronts throughout the major towns and cities of the UK. Many LGBT people interested in animal welfare and sustainability will also be pleased to note that Pret a Manger has been ahead of the field in offering vegetarian, free-range and vegan options.
It's always nice to see small broadcasters in particular doing their bit to support Pride Month. Weston-super-Mare, Tinks Radio have been streaming online for the past 6 years and they've gone rainbow flavoured to mark Pride marching season. The station, which provides a variety of music, is run by a local gay couple. The station's name, Tinks, is named from a cuddly dog who is available to do charity work in the area. The station is not the only small radio project in the town. The region also has Radio Wave, broadcasting online round the clock. The station will be covering Western Pride on Saturday the 27th of July as part of the Shout Out family of stations.
And finally, Joan Rivers' life and times were celebrated on Sunday night by Channel 5 Television. The national network aired a documentary looking back at Rivers' groundbreaking routines from a career spanning 5 decades. Joan Rivers was always a supporter of minority rights. From her own perspective as a Jewish woman working in the competitive media world of the US, she won worldwide following amongst gay men and lesbians in particular for her strong female attributes and her no prisoners and, some would argue, quite vicious humour. Her final tour even played with the idea of her own imminent passing on, with the campy title Before They Shut the Coffin Lid Tour.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Tara Fraser.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Another one that you may well hear at Pride. That's We Are the Wild Ones by Nina, who's performing, I think about 2/3 of the way through the day, as I recall. Yeah, Andy's nodding at me. He's just put the plan together for Saturday. So. Do you like that one?
It's all right. Average.
Don't poo-poo it. You might be interviewing her.
I'm not. If I'm interviewing her, I'm going to say how wonderful it is, of course, because it is
she
good.
And
she's got talent. She's got talent. Yeah. Have you heard of her other stuff?
No, I won't lie. I haven't. Well, I probably have because I've heard her at Pride before, but I don't remember. That's one of the tracks that I really like. So I've got Sarah Alto later as well.
Yes, I do like Sarah. Yeah. And we've interviewed her before.
Yeah, she's brilliant. So. Yeah, now, we would have to kick off our own show with a bit of improv on the one show where we're interviewing the professional improv people, wouldn't we? But I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio Chris, Will and Laura. A very warm welcome to all three of you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm loving the t-shirt, by the way. It's a shame that we haven't got a camera in here. So
the unicorn.
Yes, the unicorn t-shirt. With the rainbow hair and the fierce bit. What's that inferring? Because unicorns are not usually fierce,
are they? Oh, they're very fearsome creatures, unicorns, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know the unicorn is a symbol for Bristol? It's one of Bristol's icons.
Yes, on the side of the buses.
Yeah, and on the top of the council house too,
Lyon,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well done, Andrew. Yeah.
Well, I didn't get this in Bristol.
You didn't get it in Bristol.
No. It's from New York.
Just ruined the whole thing, didn't we? Anyway, so tell us all about improv and improv theatre and the like. It sounds like something I think I find a little bit daunting. I know we just did a top of show that we had to make up, but that's a little bit different from like a whole kind of like hour on the theatre, isn't it?
Well, there's different types of improv, so you can do short form kind of games,
right.
And you guys earlier did a very good job at doing improv, so you could come and join us, you'd be fine.
Thank you.
And then there's long form, which is 45 minutes to an hour show, which has different skills with it, so everyone has their preferences. I prefer the long form. There's some people that prefer game, but the shows that we generally do for the unscripted players are long form, because then it keeps the audience with us for a lot longer.
Right.
Yeah. Is there audience participation? Do they put the ideas forward to you and then you act that out?
Yes, so there is always an element where you have to get a suggestion from the audience, and it's mainly there so that you can prove to the audience that you're making it up and not
preparing everything.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you get an idea from the audience, and then you use that in whatever you're performing.
Have you ever been stuck?
All the time.
Really? How does that work? Surely you don't just stand there with improv.
You just keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking. Or burst out crying is a good one. Or start digging.
Start digging. Digging.
Yeah. It's a good way to start a scene.
Does it take a while to learn then? I mean, how do you get into it? Have you got to be good at talking, or can anyone just like start?
Anyone can do it. I think one of the best things at the Bristol Improv Theatre in Clifton is they do what's called a jam, and that's where anyone can come who's never done improv before, or those that have always done it, and you just come up on stage and take part in the games. First time I went to watch improv, there's this idea of put your name in the hat, and I thought, I won't do that, I'm not too sure whether I want to take part. And then I just thought, well, why not, and just got on stage. And I can't remember, the game was to tell a story in a certain genre, and so I was given sci-fi genre, and then you do like one sentence, and then it goes to the next person who has a different genre, and it was really fun. And it's been like three years now.
That sounds scary, not fun.
It's fun.
Now, you've got quite a few shows coming up. Do you actually travel around the country, or do you stick in the one area?
Are you Bristol-based?
Yeah, we are Bristol-based, but we don't actually travel. Although some of the shows have actually travelled around, but this one particularly at the moment is only going to be in Bristol.
Right.
And only for the 2 days, but three performances over 2 days.
So do we have a plan, or are you literally going to make it all up on the spot?
There's a rough plan. So my show and Will's show is different. Will's show is all about nature. Mine's all about superheroes. And he will go first. I go second.
Do you want me to go first now?
Go for it.
Okay. So my show is called Unplanned Planet. It is an improvised musical nature documentary in the style of a David Attenborough, Our Planet. The suggestions we will get will be like just animal facts, and we'll have a theme, and then through improvised dance, song, and a little bit of talking, we'll have a nature documentary performed live.
So do you have props?
We have some fabrics, which can be water or fire, but otherwise, and my cast have face paint just to dehumanize them so that they're more animal-like.
But I'm guessing being improv, and it can't necessarily be factually correct if you're doing something on nature.
No, we will take whatever the audience gives us and then whatever comes out. So I think in some of our rehearsals, we've had... the narwhals were hunting praying mantis on the coast.
I can see the Bristol shy giraffe coming into this.
You can?
Can't you? It's
okay, you always try and bring the shy giraffe in.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's very weird. You know that, don't you?
It's a thing.
Really?
Bristol has a shy giraffe, yeah. You never see him, but he pops up in photos.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It sounds like the ideal thing.
The invisible giraffe?
Invisible, no, it's shy giraffe. Shy, that's the difference.
I've never seen it, so it's invisible to me.
No, yeah, but you need your eyes tested. That's slightly different.
Careful.
So, and then we move on to... did you say sci-fi?
Yeah, well, superhero.
Superhero.
So we'll take a suggestion from the audience based upon a day job. And they'll also want to give us how the person gets their superpowers. And from that, we're going to create maybe a superhero, maybe a supervillain, and then a conflict between those two people and resolve that conflict through the power of improvisation. All the while, we're going to tell a story, and the story is going to be hopefully quite engaging. There might be some people dying.
Oh.
Like, with a good superhero story, you need like a good Uncle Ben character, so somebody you care about to die.
Okay.
And like, it's got to then gives the hero something to actually strive for.
Do you have like tomato ketchup for blood, or don't you bother?
No, we don't bother with that.
So there's no blood involved.
There's no blood involved.
That's all right. It's so you bring your kids.
It's all fake death.
It does sound like there's a lot of comedy involved. Or am I just like reading between the lines?
Yeah, it can be serious. It can be very funny. I think we've had one serious thing happen within rehearsals, so it can be quite serious and quite devastating.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. It plays off the mood of the improvisers at the time as well in the audience. So, yeah, the comedy isn't the intent, but it normally does end up being comical because life is comedy in general. But the seriousness kind of brings the audience into as well. So we're not going for comedy, but that generally is what happens.
And what's your stint, Laura?
I'm the company director for the Unscripted Players.
So you don't go on stage?
I don't go on stage on these two shows, but
see,
I have in the past.
See, that's my kind of role.
I have to compare it. So I do have to warm the audience up at the start. Okay. And also get them to the bar in the interval and then come back. But no, this time around, it's just looking after the cast and the crew and making sure everything's going on smoothly in the background.
So what's the plan then? We got shows because it's happening same day as Pride, isn't it? This coming weekend, you've got your show. What's the plan with it? Is it just the two shows that you're doing, the matinee and an evening?
Yeah, so there's a Friday night show at 8 o'clock, and then we have a 2 p.m. show matinee on the Saturday, so people could come see us after the parade before they work their way up the hill to the Downs.
They've got to walk that way anyway.
That's true, just you're walking past us. And then we have an 8 p.m. show on the Saturday as well.
Cool. And where are we doing these?
It's at the Bristol Improv Theatre, which is in Clifton on 50 St Paul's Road.
Oh, that's one I haven't been to yet. Yeah. Is it a nice little theatre? It is.
It's down in the basement where the theatre is, part of an old Polish men's club that's been converted into a theatre since 2016.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Tickets are cheap. £10.
£10 for two shows. Yeah,
that's very good.
It's very good. Yeah.
Cool. And how do you go about getting them then? Can you buy in advance or is it on the door?
So you can go online to improvtheatre.co.uk or go to unscriptedplayers.com or just come on down. The bar and the door opens 45 minutes before the show and you can just buy on the door.
It's lovely when the bar opens beforehand, isn't it? So if people then are coming down, they watch it and they go, this is really cool, I'd love to get involved. Mm-hmm. How do they get in contact with you guys to find out a bit more?
We have a website which is unscriptedplayers.com or on social media just search for Unscripted Players, but I'm always there. We've got things going on at the theatre every Monday and most evenings there's some improv going on and everyone knows about Unscripted Players.
Cool. So you take new members almost every week?
We have about 120 members at the moment. It's an annual fee of £30, but that means you get to direct shows, be in casts, we do socials, and you get cheaper half price tickets. Cheaper bar drinks as well.
Yeah, discount on the bar.
Yeah.
The important things. All the important stuff. Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely meeting you guys, and genuinely apologies of our improv at the beginning, I wish you best of luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be quite a fun few shows. I really really wish we're broadcasting on the day, so come see it, but we'll have to see if we can hook up and come down perhaps with some mics and catch up with you when you're doing another one. So
yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
For now, best of luck with it, and we hope it goes well.
Thank you
very much.
Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. I'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The lovely Sarah Alto and No Fear. You like that one a lot, don't you?
I do like that one a lot. Yes.
Yeah. That's one of her earlier tracks, that one. She's got a lovely voice.
She has.
Again, we'll be performing live at Pride on Saturday. She'll be performing live.
If you're performing as well, it's something to behold, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, given the performance at the beginning of the show, it's...
don't give up your day job, Andy.
So, let's head over and catch up with the team over Under the Brolly.
Hi there and welcome to Under the Brolly, the My Umbrella podcast aiming to educate and inform the wider community about the lesser known LGBT+ sexualities, genders, identities, kinks and fetishes. My name is Steve and I'm normally joined by my husband Tom. However, Tom is currently prepping our outside broadcast kit for our upcoming prides that we will be attending over the next few weeks, so sadly you're stuck with me. We're currently up to episode 7 this month, and it's Pride Month, when in fact it's been Pride Month last month, and it's Pride Month this month, but hey, let's face it, any time there is for a party, we're there. So that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about, is Pride. Those of you that attend a Pride event will be overwhelmed with the atmosphere, the colours, the music, and of course, the variety of flags that are out and about out there, and it's of no surprise to many people out there that often a number of these flags may not be widely recognised by the wider community. What I'm going to do today, during today's podcast, is just give you a quick rundown of the 5 most common flags that you're likely to see at Pride. However, this is not where everything stops, and if you want to know more, that will be coming up later on in the podcast. Let's start with the most common flag that you will always see at a Pride event, which is the good old rainbow flag. The rainbow flag itself is traditionally regarded as the homosexual flag. Essentially, a homosexual is a person who is sexually attracted to people of their own sex. Now, for those of you that, of course, it's a podcast, so I can't visualise it for you, what I can do is at least explain to you what the rainbow flag looks like. So, going from top to bottom, it's a red stripe with an orange stripe, a yellow stripe, a green stripe, a violet stripe, and then, of course, a purple stripe. However, traditionally, it used to have more of the colours than that, and there are other variations of the rainbow flag that you will often see out there to also include the transgender individuals and also people of colour. If we then turn our attention to the lesbian flag, there are two traditional types of lesbian flag, one of which traditionally would have been known as the traditional lesbian, which was a purple flag with an upside down black triangle and a battle axe in the middle. The lesbian flag is often used to identify lesbians, women and feminism and gynophilic people who identify as female. Labus became a symbol of lesbians and feminists due to the popularity of a female empowerment publication called Labus magazine. There is also another alternative type of lesbian flag, which is for the more feminine lesbians, known as a lipstick lesbian. Now, this flag has a variety of different shades of pink and white in the middle, with a lipstick symbol in the top left-hand corner. This is traditionally defined as a feminine lesbian who is attracted to other feminine lesbians. They generally enjoy fashion, flowers, perfume, Sex and the City, lingerie, lipstick of course, and gasp, passionate sex with other women, of course. Of course, just because I've described these three flags already does not mean to say that anything can stereotype the individuals that wish to use this flag to identify themselves. We're now turning our attention to the bisexual flag. This was traditionally the more common flag you used to see during a Pride event, which people used to define individuals as being greedy. This is certainly not the case and should never be referred to in that manner. The bisexual flag has a pink band at the top, a slightly darker purple band in the middle, and then a much darker purple band at the bottom. The bisexual flag helps to identify those individuals that are sexually attracted not exclusively to people of one gender, but attracted to both men and women. However, in the same light, we've also seen that the pansexual flag is certainly becoming a lot more popular within the sexual pride movement and certainly at pride events. And traditionally, as I've previously stated, bisexual people used to, in a derogatory manner, used to be referred to as greedy. However, that is certainly not the case. If I then refer to, for example, the pansexual flag, which has a pink band at the top, a yellow band in the middle, and a blue band at the bottom. The pansexual flag helps to define people that are sexually attracted to many types of people without regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. And I mean this certainly in the humour it's meant and very tongue-in-cheek, but if there are greedy people out there, it's the pansexuals you need to be looking for and certainly not the bisexuals. Of course, then turn our attention to the other very, very important flag, which, although it falls outside of a sexuality identification, we do like to talk about gender, and certainly you'll see a lot of transgender flags out and about at your Pride events, hopefully a lot more of them in your local area. The transgender flag has a blue band top and bottom, and then further down and further up from the bottom a pink band along with a white band in the middle, all going across horizontally. The transgender flag helps to define that it denotes or relates to an individual or person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. So, that's just five of the more common flags that you would be expected to see at Pride. However, there are so many more. So at the same time, if you wanted to know more about all the different flags, different sexualities, kinks, fetishes and orientations, of course, being My Umbrella and us paired up with Shout Out Radio, it only seems right that we talk about the guide to LGBT plus that we produce as well. This Is Guide has gone to print and is now available from our Pride store if you find us at any of our local Prides, which I will be talking about shortly. But also you can get this on our My Umbrella Etsy store. You can find this by navigating to myumbrella.org.uk/shop. Now, this guide in particular contains over 317 different flags to help to identify different sexualities, orientations, kinks, genders, and fetishes. If you want to find out more about a whole host of these and varying LGBT plus identities, then I would certainly recommend you logging on and grabbing a copy, and that way each podcast that we do each month, you'll then be able to follow which ones we're looking at next. You'll also find loads of lovely merch in the form of badges, keyrings, bottle openers, magnets and coasters in a huge selection of various flag designs. And even better, we can now offer personalised flags and can produce almost any flag that is not currently featured on our listings. Of course, I'm sure that all of you will be wanting to know where we're going to be over the next few weeks. Well, the time has come where I can release that information, so drumroll please. We will be, over the next couple of weeks, in Bournemouth at Bourne Free for Bournemouth Pride. We will also be at Western Pride as well. And we are also, for the first time ever, going to be at Llanelli Pride. So in the next 3 to 4 weeks, that's where you'll be able to find us if you want to find out more about what we do and all the different flags and sexualities, genders, identities, kinks and fetishes. Come and have a chat to us at our My Umbrella store. So now you know where we'll be over the next few weeks, feel free to come and have a chat with us. If any of you want to find out more regarding the whereabouts of where we're next going to be turning up, feel free to check our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter platforms for more information. Just type in My Umbrella into the search bar of any of these platforms and you will find us. As always, for those of you who listen regularly, you don't just need to turn up to a Pride where we are to get involved with the show, and we'd love to hear from any of you out there who want us to showcase your LGBT plus identity or one that you may have never heard of. All you need to do is just drop us an email to info@myumbrella.org.uk and put in the subject line, Under the Brolly. All we need you to do is let us know what LGBT plus sexuality, identity, gender, kink or fetish you want us to feature, and it could be that one that features on the next show. Of course, until then, if there's anything further that we can do for you, feel free to get in touch. But until then, see you soon or possibly at one of our next Pride events. Bye!
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
So there you go, that's a Hello by Adele. Ooh. I didn't have a Jadel track, and of course Jadel is the one that's performing at Pride this year. But honestly, yeah, you would not know the difference when she sings.
I'm really excited because until this, I hadn't actually heard about her. So
she is amazing. She sounds so much like Adele. And what's funny is she comes off stage and she came and we interviewed, and I thought she's not going to sound anything like it, but she's got exactly the same Cockney accent as Adele's got, and it was like you literally are like a small version of Adele because she's like half the height, and she's lovely. She's really, really nice. And of course, because it's Adele tracks, she really does kind of like get the audience going as well, which is absolutely brilliant. So
wonderful. What time is she on, do you know?
Andy?
I think it's early early to mid-afternoon, so I think it's just after three, I think.
Cool. And now we find out that we were completely wrong.
Well, yeah, but she's definitely there, and she's definitely good.
Yeah. We'll tell you on the day.
Yes.
So. But yeah, no, I'm hoping we get to interview her again. She was lovely. Yeah. So. But yes, I know we've said it at the top of the show when we were hanging out, a little bit of improv, but we will be live all day. You can listen here on BCFM, or you can tune in shoutoutradio.lgbt if you want the stream. We're going out between 2 and 6 on BBC Radio Bristol as well. They will be joining us live, and we've been joined by a friend from the BBC live on air, aren't we?
Tony Wright, who does the normal, who does the Breeze Breakfast show, actually, but he's a rent boy at the moment. And Breeze are renting. Breeze, what? The Breeze are renting him to the BBC,
and he's covering. That's what you meant.
He's covering the Saturday afternoon show while there's no football playing,
right?
Because the guy who normally does the Saturday afternoon show for BBC Somerset and Radio Bristol is obviously a football fan. There's no football, and he gets bored for the 4 hours.
Oh. Well, if he's a
so Tony Wright will be broadcasting with us, and also.
I wonder if it's his first Pride.
It is.
It is. Oh, right, okay.
Cool. Yeah, been on his show last Saturday.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, I asked him all the questions. He was supposed to be interviewing me, but it didn't work out that well.
Funny that.
Jadel is on 1:25.
Oh.
Oh.
Apologies.
Really early.
You were pretty close.
Yeah. Still been trying to get in.
Yeah. And that is one big tip. If you have bought tickets, tomorrow is the last day you can exchange them for wristbands, which is what you need. I believe it's at the council.
Council building,
isn't it? Yeah. What's it called? Town? Is it townhouse?
The council house or city hall.
City hall. That's it. But it's well worth doing, because if you have your wristbands, you get free travel on first bus all over the place, and you won't have to queue to exchange your wristband on the day. No, you will still have to queue to get in, because there are security checks and the like.
Yeah, so one queue, not two,
yes. Yeah. Don't forget, you cannot bring alcohol on site, and you cannot bring disposable plastic either. But there will be water refill stations all over the place.
You can take your empty plastic water bottle to fill up. You've got one of those.
Yes.
That's what they encourage.
Yeah, yeah. So they're trying to be green, which is good. It's going to be nice, because it's up on the Downs this year, which is a lovely venue. It's double the capacity. So
also plenty of greenery around as well, so you'll be able to sit on the grass, hopefully, and enjoy.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
Yes.
That's the other big one, isn't it? Especially for those of us with no hair.
I was having a look at the plot today, and it looks as though the studio could be under a couple of trees.
Oh, that'd be good.
Cracking. Yeah. A little bit of chilled out.
So we'd be dripped on if there's a bit of sap going on. So it could be a bit of sticky afternoon.
We'll be dripped on and it'll be a sticky afternoon. I can't wait.
Lovely.
Pride.
So what's your favourite bit of Pride? What do you like about it the most?
I'm really looking forward to there being lots of different tents and lots of different things going on, because I think, you know, we're a diverse audience and it's a diverse amount of performers.
Yeah, yeah. There's like five stages, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And there's a youth section as well this year, which I think is quite...
Well, I think there always has been.
Yeah,
it's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And the infamous community tent with its rainbow top, I believe, is there again. I don't think we'll get rid of that.
No.
Which would be quite cool. What about you, Tara?
I'm going to be doing a bit of work for Bristol Mind, Trans Line and all the rest of it.
Right.
So, and talk about LGBTQ.
I'm wondering, what's your favourite bit, though?
Well, this year I'm going to be a bit fronting, actually going to absorb a bit more, so I can report back how I actually enjoyed it and just chill out a bit more. Maybe even have a drink or two.
I love the atmosphere. I just love the atmosphere. It's just so nice to see so many people just being themselves. And
they got a silent disco as well. Has anyone been to a silent disco?
Yeah, I have. Absolutely loved it.
That's weird.
It's hilarious. It's even funny if you take your headphones off and just watch everyone else.
Well, because they're just
try and guess the tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it for another week. But as we said, we'll be back on Saturday.
Join us live from Bristol Pride online on BCFM.
Plus, we're appeared BBC Radio Bristol and Ujima and Radio BBC Somerset live from middays BCFM and live from 2 till 6 with the Beeb.
And we will be there right the way through to the end. But for myself and the rest of the team, say happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride!
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.